And good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, taking a look at state baseball results for you from yesterday at Principal Park in Des Moines. The state baseball semifinals continued, and in Class 3A it was Assumption Davenport, a 7-6 winner over Bishop Heland Catholic in 9 innings of play. Also, Clear Lake was a 7-2 winner over Harlan, as Gavin Cheekley pitched a complete game two-hitter and earned his second win of the state tournament to lead sixth-seeded Clear Lake past second-seeded Harlan 7-2 in their 3A semifinal Friday afternoon at Principal Park. With the win, the Lions advanced to their first-ever state championship game. Second-ranked Clear Lake advances to the finals on a 16-game winning streak to take on unranked and fifth-seeded Davenport Assumption Saturday at 6 p.m. Third-ranked Harlan ends the season at 37-4. In a Class of 4A, Johnston was a 5-3 winner over Des Moines East, and Sioux City East was a 6-1 winner over Clinton. Today's championship games will see Class 1A participants Newman Catholic square off against Van Buren. That game starts at noon today. In Class 2A, a 2 o'clock start time as Beckman Catholic will face North Polk of Alleman. And at Class 3A, at 6 o'clock, it's Davenport Assumption taking on Clear Lake. And in Class 4A at 8 o'clock, it's Johnston facing Sioux City East. Also taking a look here at Major League Baseball results for you from last night. A game you heard here on KJN. David Fries set the tone with a bases-loaded double in the first inning, and Daniel Descalzo hit two of the Cardinals' three homers on Friday night as the Cardinals pulled away to a 13-3 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. The Cardinals have emerged from a deep hitting slump by scoring 13 runs in each of their last two games. It's the first time this season they've had double-digit run totals in consecutive games. Shelby Miller limited Cincinnati's slumping offense to two singles over the first five innings before Joey Votto hit a three-run homer in the sixth. Bronson Arroyo matched his season high by giving up seven runs in only 3 2/3 innings, his shortest outing of the season. Eric Young Jr. homered with two outs in the 11th inning, and the New York Mets overcame a blown lead to beat Kansas City 4-2 on Friday night, snapping the Royals' winning streak at 9. Young slammed a 3-1 pitch from Luis Mendoza over the right field fence for his first career game-ending hit and hit just his second home run of the season. It scored Omar Quintale, who had walked. The Royals, who surged, matched the team's fifth-longest winning streak, were trying for their first 10-game run since they won 14 straight back in 1994. Mark Ellis extended his hitting streak to 13 games before both he and manager Don Mattingly were ejected, and the LA Dodgers matched an 89-year-old club record with their 12th straight road victory, beating the Chicago Cubs 6-2 on Friday. Ellis doubled and scored in the third before being tossed when he and Mattingly argued a call third strike in the fourth inning, but that didn't stop the Dodgers from improving to 12-2 since the All-Star break. Nick Punto added two hits and drove in two runs. Adrian Gonzalez and Yasiel Puig each added a pair of hits and scored a run as the Dodgers chased All-Star Travis Wood. That was enough for Hyun Jin Ryu, who allowed 11 hits in 5 1/3 innings but held Chicago to just two runs. He also struck out six without a walk. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play. It was Arizona over Boston 7-6, Miami over Cleveland 10-0. It was San Francisco over Tampa Bay 4-1, and San Diego beat the Yankees by a score of 7-2. In the American League, Baltimore over Seattle 11-8. Detroit topped the White Sox 2-1. It was Minnesota over Houston 4-3 in 13 innings of play. Texas beat Oakland 8-3. The LA Angels topped Toronto 7-5. In the National League, it was Atlanta over Philadelphia 6-4. Colorado over Pittsburgh 4-2. And Washington 4-1 over Milwaukee. Pacific Coast League baseball action from last night. Salt Lake topped Iowa 5-4, and Omaha beat Tacoma 9-3. Today's game see Omaha at Salt Lake for a 9:05 start time, and Iowa at Tacoma for a 10 o'clock start time. Those teams will play once again on Sunday as well. Other news from the sporting world, Alex Rodriguez was back with the AA Trenton Thunder last night and hit what might be his last home run in a while. With a lengthy suspension looming, the New York Yankees star hit a two-run blast to left in the third inning against the Reading Fighting Phils. Rodriguez is among 14 players facing discipline in Major League Baseball's biogenesis investigation, and suspensions are expected on Monday. The LA Dodgers are 12-2 since the All-Star break following a 6-2 win over the Chicago Cubs this afternoon. Nick Punto went 2-for-4 with two RBIs to support Hyunjin Rin, who the Cubs had 2 runs despite yielding 11 hits in 5 1/3 innings. The Tiger Woods tied a career high while storming to a commanding lead at the midway point of the Bridgestone Invitational. Woods fired a 9-under-61 to match his lowest round ever in relation to score. Beginning the day birdie eagle before dropping in 6 more birdies. Woods is 13-under through 36 holes, a whopping 7 strokes ahead of defending champion Keegan Bradley and Chris Wood. A South Korean has the lead at the midway point of the Women's British Open, and it's not NB Park. Na Yun Choi followed up her opening round 5-under-67 with another 67 to stand 10 shots under par. Park is 8 shots back as she tries to win her 4th consecutive major title. Jimmy Johnson set a track record with a lap of 180.654 miles per hour to win the pole at Pocono as he seeks his 5th victory of the Sprint Cup season. Kyle Busch will start alongside Johnson, while Carl Edwards has qualified 3rd for Sunday's Sprint Cup race. Ryan Newman starts 4th after winning last week's race at the Brickyard. For the first time in 3 years, the Big 12 Conference has the same lineup of teams coming back from the previous season. The Big 12 has settled into a 10-team league with no championship game in December. The championship this season is seemingly up for grabs. Texas was picked 4th in the Big 12 preseason poll by league media. Kansas State and Oklahoma shared the title last year, with the Wildcats getting the league's automatic BCS berth because of their head-to-head victory over the Sooners. Oklahoma State is the media's preseason pick to win the Big 12 this year. And those Super Bowl rings will have a blinding shine to them on Saturday night's Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions. From a championship coach to linemen on both sides of the ball, the 2013 class features an enviable resume of success. Bill Parcells, winner of 2 NFL titles as a coach, master of the franchise turnaround. Jonathan Ogden and Larry Allen, premier offensive tackles of their time. Warren Sapp, an outstanding defensive tackle with a personality as big as any football stadium, and a 2002 champ. Dave Robinson, a major cog in Green Bay's championship machine under Vince Lombardi and Curly Culp, and one of the original pass-rushing demons at defensive tackle. And indeed, wide receiver Chris Carter, merely number 4 in career receptions and TD catches, is the only member of this year's class who never won a Super Bowl title. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN Sports. Has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.